Okay, welcome everyone. I'm Stefano Garzarella, and today I will talk about what we are doing in Rust VMM. This talk was prepared together with Rohin and Patrick, that I would like to thank, but unfortunately they cannot be here, so I will try to cover also their part. So before going into the details, let's start what is Rust VMM. I don't know if you know about it, but anyway, we are an open source project that would like to provide a set of virtualization components that people can use to build custom virtual machine monitors or hypervisor. So we don't provide any VMMs or hypervisor. We just provide the building blocks that people can use to build them. And why do Rust VMM? Because we want to reduce code duplication. We don't want to, for example, implement Vert.io device in every hypervisor. So the idea is just to provide you, okay, this is the implementation of Vert.io device. You can use it as a, how you want. We also want to faster a bit the development. So we are several people from different projects, from different companies, try to collaborate to provide these components. We are also try to focus on security and testability. And of course, we want to provide a clean interface because we want to, we are collaborating with different projects. I left here the links to our mailing list and Slack channel. If you want to join, you are really, really welcome. These are the set of repositories that contains Rust crates that we develop. So essentially, we provide wrappers for KVM, Hyper-V, Xen. We provide a Linux loader if your VMM want to load Linux directly in your guest. We provide some resource management crates, VM allocator mainly for MMIO address, IDs, that kind of things. And VM memory, which is one of our core crates used by, for example, all the device emulation, because it is the abstraction of the VM memory. So we use that crate to access the memory in the device emulation, for example. And about device, we provide Vert.io, of course. We have a set of crates for Vert queues and also for some Vert.io devices. And then we also have crates for vhost, vhost user, and VDPA. And we also have a lot of vhost user devices. We will